This week on The Marquee, we've got extra helpings of holiday weekend releases. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, Spike Lee directs Old Boy, a remake of a 2003 South Korean film of the same name. After being kidnapped and held in solitary confinement for nearly 20 years, Joe, played by Josh Brolin, is suddenly released from his captivity. With his newfound freedom, he dedicates himself to finding his daughter and getting revenge for those responsible.
Disney's Frozen tells the story of two princesses. Elsa, voiced by Idina Menzel, has spent her life trying to hide her magical ability to turn things to ice. When her powers are exposed and she sends the entire kingdom into an eternal winter, it's up to her younger sister, Anna, voiced by Kristen Bell, to break the spell. With its gorgeous icy setting and its lovable characters, Frozen is another magical, musical Disney adventure.
Jason Statham and James Franco face off in the meth-fueled action film Homefront. When a retired DEA agent moves into a small Louisiana town, he quickly crosses paths with a crafty meth cook looking to expand his business by any means possible.
Based on the musical by Langston Hughes, Black Nativity tells the story of a troubled teen who's sent to New York to spend the holidays with his grandparents.
Opening at the Drexel, Stephen Frears directs Dame Judi Dench and Steve Coogan in Philomena. Dench stars as a woman who was forced to give up her son for adoption 50 years earlier, and her search to find him with the help of a weary journalist played by Coogan.
Opening at the Gateway, in the Thanksgiving comedy Cold Turkey, a family's annual holiday feast is disrupted when they receive a surprise visit from their crazy daughter, who hasn't been home in 15 years.
Popular B-movie horror star Danielle Harris heads up the cast of Shiver. Harris plays a strong-willed receptionist that survives an attack by a serial killer and is then drawn into a life-or-death game of cat and mouse. Honestly, this sounds almost too good to be true.
John Sayles' latest, Gopher Sisters, follows an ex-con as she sets out on a quest to help her childhood friend, now her parole officer, find her missing son. But for my pick this week, I'll go with Frozen. It's beautiful and charming and a lot of fun, too. And that makes it a great choice for your family's holiday weekend entertainment.
Obviously, Kristen didn't enjoy Homefront nearly as much as I did.
No.
It's not high art by any stretch of the imagination, but it's extremely satisfying in a very juvenile sort of way.
Or if you plan on sleeping off the effects of too much turkey in the comfort of your own home, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Red 2. Bruce Willis and John Malkovich return in this globe-trotting adventure about a couple of retired secret agents on a mission to clear their names, all while being hunted by a pair of deadly assassins.
In Getaway, Ethan Hawke must complete a series of dangerous tasks in a souped-up Shelby Mustang to save his kidnapped wife from a mysterious voice giving him directions. He's aided by a brilliantly cast Selena Gomez as a street-smart computer hacker. Even an action film apologist like me can't deny how bad this film is.
Speaking of bad, Paul Schrader's latest, The Canyons, wasn't the big comeback that Lindsay Lohan hoped it would be. The thriller also stars porn star James Dean as a bored Hollywood party boy who finds out about a secret affair between an actor and a model and sets out to cause trouble.
In the biopic Jobs, Ashton Kutcher, Hollywood's obvious choice, plays the iconic Apple founder Steve Jobs from his early days as a college dropout to becoming one of the most influential men of the 21st century. Also being released on DVD and Blu-ray this week is the final season of the hit AMC drama Breaking Bad.
Well, I'll give my pick of the week to Red 2. It's not quite as good as the original, but you could definitely find worse ways to spend your holiday weekend.
Not exactly a great week for releases, especially considering all the holiday shopping going on, but Red 2 might be worth a look if you enjoyed the original. Just get away from Getaway.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for the calm before the holiday storm. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyou2.com.
Until next week,
just because you shot Jesse James, don't make you Jesse James.